And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 27th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Sole, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 600 miles west of Shannon, 976, expected Bailey, 958 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southerly becoming cyclonic, then becoming southwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in south. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Northeasterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 in north Trafalgar and southeast Fitzroy. Fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in Sole and Irish Sea. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in Rockall. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 5 or 6, becoming southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6 later in North Bailey. Squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then severe gale 9 or storm 10 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 5 to 7, backing northeasterly gale 8 to storm 10 later, occasionally violent storm 11 later. Showers, rain or snow later, good, becoming moderate to very poor, occasional light icing later near coast. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 5, rain 3 miles, 1001, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 4, slight rain 1.5 miles, 996, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west 2, 16 miles, 997, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 996, falling. Aberdeen, southwest by south 3, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 999, falling. Lucas, southwest 5, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1,002, now rising. Bulmer, south-southwest 3, slight rain, more than 38 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 1,010, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 5, 11 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 11 miles, 1,020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 1,018, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,021, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 6, 1,000 meters, 1,019. Silly Automatic, southwest 5. 6 miles, 1,018, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west, 4. Mist, 2 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Aberport, southwest by south, 5. Mist, 32 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Valley, southwest 6. Mist, 4 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 3. 22 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Valencia, south by west 4. Recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1,011, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5. 6 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south 5. 19 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Macrohenish Automatic, southwest 5. Recent rain, 30 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 26th of November. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a southwesterly airflow during the next day or two. Winds will strengthen to become gale force in northern and western areas, with severe gale or storm force winds developing near northern and western coasts of Scotland later on Thursday and early on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasionally storm 10 later near Cape Wrath. Rain at times, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Southsea Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east and 4 in west. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times later. Rain at times, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain at times, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, then increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in north. Rain at times, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain at times, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later. Rain, then squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And the Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which means, of course, means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5 in the morning with my colleague Jane Steele, and then I'll pop up a little bit later on in the day at lunchtime. But that's it for the day here now on Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
On the newsroom with me, Janet Jalil.
They had a person pinned on the ground yelling at him to stay down. That's when we saw two National Guards on the ground and one they were trying to resuscitate.
Two members of the U.S. National Guard are in critical condition after being shot near the White House. We're live in Washington. Huge fires that engulfed a Hong Kong high-rise apartment complex are now known to have killed more than 40 people, with hundreds more still missing.
I'm devastated. One neighbour said he still could not find his wife. I know some are still inside the building. Why is there no one saving them?
After a series of mass kidnappings, Nigeria declares a nationwide security emergency and...
When I send this piece of music to people, they're like, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And then when I tell them it's AI, they suddenly hate it then. It's not that big a deal.
How a major record label, Warner, has gone from suing an AI music generator to working with it. That's after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The FBI says that two members of the National Guard are in a critical condition after being shot close to the White House in Washington, D.C. Officials say the suspected attacker was also shot and is in custody. Law enforcement sources told the BBC's U.S. partner CBS News that he's believed to be an Afghan national. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
The authorities say it was an ambush, a targeted attack, and according to the FBI director Kash Patel, an horrendous act of violence. Writing on social media, President Trump praised the National Guard, adding that, in his words, the animal that shot the two National Guardsmen will pay a very steep price. The National Guard have been deployed to a number of cities in the United States, according to the president, to combat crime. 2,000 National Guard troops have patrolled Washington, D.C. for 4 months now. 500 more are now being deployed.
More than 40 people are confirmed to have died in a massive fire that engulfed several high-rise apartment blocks in Hong Kong. Dozens of people are in hospital and close to 300 remain unaccounted for. Rachel Wright reports.
The fire began in the early afternoon in a residential tower block. According to residents...